Bridge and Spider here on the Goldies 92.5 Triple M. It's a mostly sunny one ahead for us here on the coast for your Thursday. 31 the top, might get a shower or two tomorrow and then into the weekend as well. 7:40, it's an hour later on the tweet. Normally we do Spider's Spray at this time.
Yeah, we normally do, and it's normally lighthearted, a little bit of fun, and it doesn't matter if we're having a crack at the government, if it's a local council, if it's in individuals or big companies. But
hiking the price of beer.
Yeah, and so even the Dim Sims got to mention a couple of times. But look, I think it's really important, and you know, you might find yourself in this situation. You could have a friend in this situation at the moment, but we saw over the last 24 hours a horrific incident in Brisbane. Yeah. The mother, the father, the three children. And look, I just want to say that, you know, so many people are in de facto relationships. There's so many mums and dads, and they're all great in their own right. And, you know, you sit there and go, you know, the number one priority should always be the kids. So it doesn't matter you know, we know child support and, you know, the custody of children is such a big battleground when it comes to people breaking up. And we know that everyone wears their heart on the sleeve and everybody thinks they can look after the kids better and want to do this and want to do that. But at the end of the day, sometimes it doesn't matter if you're the male or the female, is sometimes maybe put yourself in the shoes of the other person. And as hard as it is, because there's a lot of emotions going on, at the end of the day, we've still got to put the kids number one. I've been through the situation. I've flown all the way down to Melbourne from different states to go and see my daughters and been refused to see them. I haven't seen one for about 8 years, and it is tough. It's the toughest time you can go through, and you hope one day that they'll turn around and want to see you, which they will. And I still believe that, even though, yeah, my daughter's, you know, nearly 21 now.
Yeah. It is tough. I mean, I know that I've spoken to you and you're like, I'm in an empty hotel room. I was promised that I could see my kids. I'm in Melbourne and I'm stuck. I'm just going to wait for the next flight back. And the fact that you've got to wait for your daughter, I think that's the best way to do it, because in these situations, sometimes children can be used as pawn and it become very volatile. It's very emotionally raw, emotionally supercharged, and it can bring out the worst in people, as we saw with this incident in Brisbane with the car. Yeah. Now, we don't know the complete details. We do know the mother passed away overnight, which is extremely sad. But to use the children. Yeah.
And I think, you know, everybody who, and look, as a father, and, you know, you go and see your kids and then they're taken away from you, or as a mother, you know, they're going away for the weekend, you're at a weekend by yourself, and you're feeling you're at loose ends, or you're sitting in a house all alone and you have, you know, really dark thoughts and really go through some really tough times. Mm. And because a lot of this is, kids are what we all live for. We all absolutely, if you have them, you absolutely love them and you want the best for them. And the situation that we've seen isn't the best for them. And I think that really, if you are out there and you're in this situation and you might have held the kids back from seeing their mother or their father, or, you know, there might be situations going on at the moment, just take a breath and just think, you know what? There's more important things out in life, and that is to make sure the kids are happy. They both need a mum and a dad, and they all love you the same. So if you can just take that moment to put yourself in that, you know, your ex-partner's shoes and say, you know what, we do need the responsibility of the kids, because unfortunately what we've seen isn't the first time.
No.
And it will not be the last time.
No.
But we have to try and do the best we can for the kids. And I know how hard it is, but you've just got to do it. And sometimes it might be swallowing a bit of pride. Sometimes it might be, you know, sucking it up. But you know what, that person absolutely deserves a bit of time with their kids as well.
And don't manipulate the kids for your own benefit. And that's why we do Stand Up Against Domestic Violence every year. And I think your point too, if you're a friend or a family member, to go, okay, you might feel this, but think of the kids.
Yeah.
Like, bring it back to the children all the time.
Exactly right. If you are feeling down and you are in this situation and you haven't got the weekend with the kids where you thought you were going to, take a deep breath, take a sit back, talk to someone, because you do not want another situation what we've seen over the last 24 hours.
No, that's right.
And there are resources as well. If you need to speak to someone, you can reach out to Lifeline, that's 13 11 14, or DV Connect is a great resource as well. 1-800-811-811. That's 1-800-811-811.